So, gentlemen, with your permission, I think we'll learn a little bit of Liquid Tamar. I think that's the nature of this class. What I want to do is read a little bit from the Kitzur Liquid Tamar. What's the Kitzur? Kitzur, Rabbi Natan saw that the Liquid Tamar is very complicated and it's not easily accessible. And a person can get bogged down in a lot of the explanations. So he wrote the Kitzur, Rav Natan wrote the Kitzur Liquid Tamaran. What does he do? He takes each of the Liquid Tamaran and he summarizes the main points, the practical points that you need to know, the main bits. And he takes out all the proofs. You learn this from a Zohar, this is Bechina there, this is Bechina that. And just gives us the main ideas about what we're meant to learn. A person who wants to learn Liquid Tamar and finds it difficult, because it's difficult, it's a very good practice to buy yourself a copy of the Kitzur Liquid Tamar. It's now available with an English translation as well. And it gives you the essence of what each of the Liquid Tamar is trying to teach. See what we just had yesterday, Shabbos Bereishit. We should go back to the beginning. Right? When Rabbi Nachman put together the Liquid Tamaran, put them together in a specific order. Right? And the beginning, we know that the beginning, Bereishit, always contains everything. Everything is contained within the beginning. So too, one can say in the Liquid Tamaran. A person really understands if, it's a big if, but if a person really understood Liquid Tamaran, even the first one, the first Liquid Tamaran contains within it everything you need to know. The rest is just explaining it out. The same with the word Bereishit. Bereishit contains everything. So you can't learn it all out from the word Bereishit because we're not at that level. But it's contained in there. So it's very useful to learn, if nothing else, the first one very well, and to go from there. The first Liquid Tamaran gives us everything we need to know. Top. So let's start. So it's good, and to read it in the Kitzur, it's just much easier. So what does he say? So the Kitzur Liquid Tamaran starts like this: Ayudei Limud HaTorah Nitzkablim Kol HaTefilot VeKol HaBakashot. So that's pretty much it. The first sentence is going to summarize everything else we're going to be learning. Right? Everything is contained in the beginning, and everything is contained in the first sentence. Bereishit Bara Elokim. Everything is contained in that. Everything is contained in this first sentence. Rav Natan tells us, through Torah study, prayers are accepted. Combining the two elements of Yiddishkeit, Torah and Tefillah, and we have them together there in a nutshell, and the relationship between them. Through Torah study, our prayers are received. See? It works. Right, the Torah study, we're going to see Torah study comes to fuel our prayers. It's the fuel that gives our prayers power. We're going to see through the Liquid Tamaran how that works. If we find that our prayers are lacking the power that they need, we can supercharge them through our Torah study. We're going to see how that affects. V'achem v'chashivot shel Yisrael nitzaleh v'nitroman b'fnei kol mi shetzrichim b'gashmiot v'ruchniot. So he begins to explain why. Through Torah study, the chen and the chashivut of Am Yisrael is raised. What does this mean? It means that the reason why our prayers are not achieving what we want them to achieve is because we're lacking in two things: chen and chashivut. And that's what the Torah brings. The Torah brings those chen and hashivut, and those are the things that raise up our prayers. It gives them power. Chen? Chen is one. Whatever chen is. Tell us. We know the words. What they mean is chen and hashivut, importance.
Chen is not a feast of money.
What is chen? Chen is not an easy word to describe. I would describe it.
Grace?
Yeah, those are descriptions of the to label the appearance of it. But I think it's more effective to understand what chen achieves. What does chen do? Chen means someone who has chen. I want to help them. Chen is really a reflection of the giver, meaning Hashem, rather than us. What does that mean? It means that there's nothing we can do to get our prayers accepted. Hashem doesn't want to accept them. The choice to accept our prayers is always in Hashem's hands. Right? He decides everything. What gives us the increases our chance of it being heard? Increased chen. If someone has chen, you want to do good for them. Right? If a very sweet child comes over and asks for a candy, and you have candies to give, so if you're a very sweet child, you're going to give him. You don't know who he is, you've never seen him before, but he's got chen. But if this angry-looking ruffian child, same age, same height, same build, same hair, comes over, and you're like, you can wait. I'm giving other people first. Right? What's the difference? Chen. The kid's got chen. So how do you work on them? How do you get chen? So he says the way to get chen is through Torah study. When we study Torah properly, then we get chen, and our prayers are answered. Comes from a lot of different sources. And probably the most obvious, maybe, is humility. Someone who has humility has chen. Someone who has arrogance doesn't usually. Right? You don't want to give to someone who's arrogant. Maybe forced to. May feel like you've got no choice, that he's twisted my arm, he's flattered me into it, whatever. But it's not a natural giving. I want to give, the one I want to give to from my own desire to give, he's got chen, usually through humility. Usually. Ayyadei etika Torah b'koach. Through studying Torah b'koach, with power, whatever that means. Not ten koach l'malchut to kedusha she titzgaber. The magbi hayetzatav al yetzahara. Through studying Torah b'koach, understand what that means, we give power to the holy malchut, and the yetzatav overcomes the yetzahara. The holy malchut, this comes back to what we're saying about humility. Malchut, kingship, is a central trait which shows the difference between humility and arrogance. Kingship has the ability to be the most arrogant position. Right? You're the king, you're in charge, you've got everything. Right? So on the one hand, it's the highest peak of arrogance is to be a king. The highest da'ava, you can't get any higher. Like social standing, power, wealth, whatever is going to give you a person da'ava, can decide what he wants. But we know that the holy malchut, like King David, is to have nothing. It is to be the exact opposite. And learning Torah has those two aspects too. We know that it doesn't say about any other midah, again, any other halakha, that you do it right at some time, you do it wrong, some of it. It doesn't say you give charity correctly, some high, and if you give charity badly, it's some of it. Right? No other place it says that apart from learning Torah. Because Torah has those dual aspects. That a person with Torah has the power, he can be the king, right? The person is in charge. Through Torah, a person can create worlds or destroy worlds, because Torah has that power. So a person who's learning Torah correctly gives him humility. The person who's not learning Torah correctly gives him the opposite. If we're learning Torah correctly, we subdue our Yetzirah and we merit Malkut to Kedusha, holy Malkut. Right? What's that? It's a form of pain. The reason why people respect, give kavod to Torah giants, if they're true Torah giants, it's because of their humility. Because they really have Malkut de Kedusha. Rav Nachman, Rav Natan explains in the Likutei Moran, the person who chases Malkut, chases Kedusha, chases Kavod, right? The Gemara says, the person chases Kavod, the Gemara flees from him. And the person who flees from Kavod, it chases him. It's the same idea. That if we are a person who wants the kavod and is learning Torah to get kavod, gets the opposite. We're learning Torah for the opposite. We're learning Torah in order to find out what Hashem wants from me and how I need to humble myself and how I need to work on myself. I should come away from Torah in one sense realizing how much more I need to do, how much more I need to work on, how much more I need to do, and that gives me humility by learning Torah properly. And then I'm given by Shemayim a gift of Malchut to Kedusha, holy kavod. People respect me because Hashem puts his kavod, part of his kavod comes onto me. And if not, then, like it says, Likutei Moran, if I try and chase kavod, then people ask, who is this guy? Yuzer ve'ezehu. Who is this guy that's taken the king's kavod? Who's wearing the robes of the king without his permission? Right? And then there's a lot of dinim on that person because he's stealing the king's kavod. But a person who's not looking for kavod, who's learning the Torah, to learn how he can better serve Hashem. This is the book that's going to teach him what I need to do, what I'm doing wrong. Right? How do I serve you better? If I'm learning from that perspective, then I'm increasing in my humility. And at the same time, Hashem is giving me Malkut to Kedusha. And at the same time, that means that I have chen. Right? We know that. A barish. One smile from him and... Right? Chen city. Right? He has that's a gift from Hashem. And it means that his prayers are received. And we know that when a person goes to a tzaddik because he wants his prayers to be received. He knows the tzaddik, the prayers of the tzaddik are received. Why? Because the tzaddik has chen. Because he's learning Torah for the right reasons. Whereas you can go to a Talmid Chacham who's very knowledgeable in Torah. Bokhin, Shas, knows all Shulchan Aruch backwards, all. But he's not got chen, and you don't go to him to get a bracha. Because you know he hasn't got chen. He's very knowledgeable in Torah. But it's not necessarily learned lishma, learned in that way. But Talmid Chacham, for sure, he knows everything backwards. And for a Pesach, can quote you 16 different places on what the Poskim say. It's Yofi. It's learning Torah, but it's not learning Torah in the way he's talking about. That person doesn't necessarily, can do, but doesn't necessarily give him chen just in the fact he knows the information on the page. Right? It's the way that we're learning, which is crucial, and that's what increases a person chen, gives them Malkut to Kedusha, holy Malkut. Continues, Al Yedei Esek HaTorah Yachol Lizkot Lavin Harimazim Mikol HaDvarim Shebolam. Through learning Torah, a person can understand all of the hints that Hashem is trying to teach him, that Hashem is trying to give him, the holy wisdom that is in everything. And through it, he can connect those things to Hashem. And the purpose is to connect to Hashem. Again, to give the example of just learning the words on the page and knowing what it says in Se'if 24 and Daf 63 doesn't give me connection to Hashem. It gives me a photographic memory. It gives me the ability to be a postek. All very important things. But it doesn't necessarily give me a connection to Hashem. I'm not learning in the right way. If I'm learning in the right way, I will merit to understand through everything the hints that Hashem is trying to tell me. Like the Remezim, what's going on here? What's Hashem? I'm going to have a conversation with Hashem. Everything, the whole world, the entire world is a conversation with Hashem. Hashem is speaking to me all the time. Can I see it? Depends. Depends where I'm holding. Depends how I'm learning. Depends the reason why I'm learning. Hashem deals with us, meter connected meter, the way we want to go, Hashem deals with us. If I'm learning Torah because I want to know the information and I want to be able to tell other people, so Hashem says, fine, Yofi, it's yours, you can have it. That's exactly what I'm going to give you. That's the reason why you want to learn. That's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn the information, you're going to retain it, restore it, have it in your mind, be able to give it over to other people. That's wonderful. It's exactly what you want. But if you want something else, if you want a connection with me, if you want to connect with me through the Torah, so fine, you're going to have to learn in a different way. If that's what I really want, then that's what I'm going to be looking for in the Torah. I'm going to be looking to connect to Hashem through the Torah I learn. And Hashem is going to treat me, Mida Keneged Mida, he's going to give me exactly that. I'm going to read a line of Likutei Moran, I'm going to read a page of Gemara, I'm going to read one Rashi, and it's going to solve my entire Shalom Bayit problem. Why? Because I'm looking for Hashem speaking to me in that. Hashem's Dafka, exactly what I needed today. Why? Because I know that Hashem's talking to me through this. I know this is not just a random book and a random page and a random piece of information that's going to help me to, I know, get my rabbi stripes. Right? I know this is Hashem talking to me on a personal one-on-one level. Hashkacha Pratit. Everything I hear all day long is Hashem speaking to me right now. This is exactly what he wants to know. If I'm approaching it with that attitude, I'm going to see those hints. Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem's going to show me exactly what I'm looking for. If I'm not looking for it, so I'm not going to see it. I'm going to get the Kesher with Hashem exactly according to the Kesher I want. ואפילו במקום חושך ואופר, שנדמה לכאורה ששם קשה להתקרב לשם. Even in a place of darkness, where it appears that it's very difficult to connect to Hashem from that place, to come close to Him. גם שם יאיר לו השכל האמת, למצוא גם שם את השם יברך, לקרב משם דייקה לשם יברך. Even in those places of darkness, I'll be able to find Hashem. So not only when I come to class, and I sit in the Likutei Moran Shir, which is going to explain to me how my life is going wrong and where I need to, I'm switched on, Tov, this is the Likutei Moran Shir, this is where I'm going to solve all my problems, and I'm ready to hear the answer. Why? Because there's beautiful lights spewing out. That's it. I'm sitting in the Shir of Rav Arash, and I'm, and then this is what I need to do. Oh, exactly what I thought. But also in those places of the darkness, right, where I'm not sitting in class learning Torah. I'm sitting at home with my head in my hands, wondering how I'm going to pay this bill, wondering how I'm going to make my wife happy, and she's still not happy. And all those dark places, even in those places, I'm going to be able to connect them back to Hashem. To find the light, the sechel, the wisdom in those dark places. Right? There's wisdom in everything. Well, Hashem, why are you doing this to me? What is going on here? I'm going to be able to connect that back to Hashem. And Hashem is going to illuminate me. Rav Arush said, to you, I think you said it on Sukkot, but he said recently, said, we know there's always a reason why Hashem does everything. Sometimes we don't know what the reason is. Right? Sometimes Hashem shows us the reason why this is happening. Sometimes I just don't know. I assume this is from you, Hashem, obviously. I know it's for my good. I don't know why. I don't like it. I'm not happy about it. And I can't see what the good thing is. It's from you and it's for my good. But past that, I've already said like this. So the reason why Hashem hasn't shown you yet is because you're still upset. You're still angry. He said, when a person thanks Hashem for their difficulty, then Hashem illuminates his mind as to what is going on, what he's trying to teach him, what the hint is. He says, if you still haven't seen the hint, because you haven't thanked Hashem properly. He said, if you keep thanking Hashem, when you get to the place where you actually are thankful for the thing, then at that point Hashem will reveal. He said, it's guaranteed. He said, it's not just the nice thing that keep thanking and maybe you'll get to know the answer. He said, for sure you will. Hashem will show you, even in those dark places, the answer. Ein adam over avera ela in ken nechnas bo ruachshut. Right, we know that the Gemara teaches us that a person doesn't sin unless there comes into him a ruachshut, craziness, madness. A Jew doesn't sin. We all have a Jewish neshama, Baruch Hashem. And that Jewish neshama can't sin. Can't. Just doesn't sin. So how do we sin? So Hashem puts into us a ruach shtut. We temporarily go insane. And only at that point we can sin. We lose our mind. We lose our logic. We lose our da'at. Now the ruach shtut that comes inside us. Alken kol echad kefi aveirot pagim she'avar v'pagam. Right? Each one according to the aveirot that he does. Is the ruach shtut that comes into him. K'mochen u'mashugam mamash. This ruach shtut, it's called in a ruach shtut. Right? Why is it called a ruach shtut? Ruach shtut means a foolish wind. It's not called something else. It could be called, yeah. Choose any other name for it. It's called ruach shtut daika, dafka. Because it's a spirit of madness. No one would sin. We know Hashem exists. We know what he wants from us. We don't want to go against him. We don't want to rebel. We don't want to do anything dumb. But we do, why? Because we temporarily go insane. We go crazy. So he says over here, should know that there's a good reason why it's called ruach shtut. Because actually you go meshuggah. At this point, for that time, you're meshuggah. How? What was he come to teach? So he comes with an interesting teaching. Therefore we find that there are a number of different madnesses in most people. When he says most here, he means 99.99%. Rav Natan said, the entire world is crazy, but there's one person I know that's not. Rav Natan said, the entire world. Here he says Rav. So it's a large Rav. Most of the world is crazy. Right? Because we sin. Because we have this ruach shtut that makes us sin. V'hatikun lazeh, what's the relevance of telling me? In order to tell me the tikkun, how to fix it. Hatikun lazeh hu esek haTorah. We fix it through Torah. We fix this ruach shtut through Torah. How? Well, how does Torah help you stop being crazy? Ki haTorah hi kula shmotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is entirely the names of Hashem. Right? The entire Torah is just made out of the names of Hashem, put into different words. It's the entire names of Hashem. Shebazem machniim hayetz sahara. And through this we subdue the Yetz Sahara. Magarshina shigayon haruach shtut hadin back ba'adam ha'yidei ha'panatav. And we remove the ruach shtut that is stuck to a person because of the sins. When the ruach shtut enters us, it's not like a wind that comes in one ear and goes out the other. Fortunately, it hangs around. It stays stuck to the sins. But learning Torah, removes it. It takes it away. Expels it. Gamzochin Ayidei Esek HaTorah. He also merits by learning Torah. Vinatzel minichlei al-mumiyot shel hayetz lehara. Not only do you get rid of the ruach shtut that is already in you, but you're also saved from the machinations of the Yetzer Hara. What does it mean? Meaning that normally the Yetzer Hara, in most cases, does not come to trick a person into an avera straight away. Not to lead him, to draw him into an avera straight away. What does it do instead? Rather, initially, the Yetzer Hara dresses itself up in mitzvahs. The Yetzer Hara dresses up as a mitzvah and says, this is a good thing, trust me, right? This is going to help. This is what God wants. This is what's good for you. This is what you need, right? It's a mitzvah to do in this way. It's a mitzvah to stay in bed and not get up for davening. Right? You need it. You need your sleep. That's a mitzvah. That's like more important right now than davening, for example, and all the other excuses we see. Right? It's that we give to ourselves. But they're not dressed up as an avera. Don't worry. It's just a small white lie. The Gemara doesn't. The Yetzer Hara doesn't say, don't worry about lying to your friend. It's just a small lie. It's okay. The Yetzer Hara says, no, you need to lie to him. It's a mitzvah right now to do that, because the mitzvah overrides the lie because it's important, whatever. So in order to be saved from those lies of the Yetzer Hara that fool us constantly, we need Torah study. Why? Because Torah study gives us zochin lesechel amiti, a true intellect. An intellect that's not fooled, that's not fuzzed, that's not kidded by, you're right, it's really a good idea to stay in bed. I believe you. It's like, no, yeah, fine, I've heard that. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. You're right, it sounds good. It's not true. My intellect overrides that, and my intellect is clean and pure, and tells me, sounds good, but I'm not buying it. The correct thing in this situation is to go down. The correct thing in this situation is to be honest, to tell him to not lie. Right? My intellect is strong enough and powerful enough and clean enough to override the lies of the Yetzer Hara, who's dressing up as a mitzvah. Otherwise, I'm going to fall for it. And we see, right? It's hard to look at ourselves, but we can see other people more easily. They're just our mirrors, but it's easier to look in the mirror than to look at yourself. We see that people who have no Torah, mamash no Torah, they go around committing all sorts of avaras, thinking that they're doing good. The complete justification for everything and anything, because their sechel is not purified. Torah gives me a true approach, true understanding of what is correct and what's not. But for sure, no one's going around thinking that this is a bad thing that they're doing. So now he goes back to the tefillot. The reason why our tefillot are not answered is because they don't have chen. That's the main reason why our tefillot are not answered. Because they don't have chen. Tefillot don't have chen. Okay, therefore, tarich kol adam lishtadel. Therefore, each of us needs to try. We need to try that to make sure that our words have chen, have true chen. And this is merited through study of Torah. And through this, person's prayers are received. Isha Yisraeli, Sarich Tamid, a Jewish person, needs always, listakel basecha shokol davar, needs to look into the wisdom in everything. And to connect himself through the wisdom and through the intellect that is in everything. In order that the wisdom that is in that thing will enlighten for him. the way to it, come close to Hashem. Hayidei oto adavah, through that thing. Our job is to connect to Hashem through everything. Right? To be connected to Hashem constantly, to remember Hashem constantly is one of the constant mitzvahs. But to connect to Hashem through everything. We're not the level that can really do that 24/7. But through everything, the major things in our life, for sure, we should try and connect to Hashem through them. To look and see what, to see Hashem in this thing. Hashem is in this thing. For not chas v'shalom to be absent of Hashem. We shouldn't have a place that Hashem is not in this place. This area of my life, Hashem is not. Chas v'shalom. Right? Everything, every area of my life, everything I'm going through, Ish Yisrael, Tamid, always, Lishtakel v'sechel, we always need to look for the wisdom in this thing. What is Hashem trying to tell me right now? Oh, I'm falling asleep in the class. What is Hashem trying to tell me? My wife's berating me. What is Hashem trying to tell me? I missed the bus. What is Hashem trying to tell me? What else am I going to do at those times? You think about the football schools. You're going to, well, what else? You're waiting for the bus, right? Your wife's shouting at you. What else are you going to be thinking about? You're going to be thinking about how you can, a good response to, Hashem, what do you want from me? Why? You're supposed to be thinking something useful. Connect this to Hashem. Okay, I'm getting it in the neck right now. What do you want? Sorry, well, connect it to Hashem. And that's right. That's an obligation that we need to do that with everything. Because the main reason, the life force in everything is only its wisdom. What's he mean? He means that the only reason that thing exists in the world is because it has chokhmah in it. Hashem doesn't create stuff, Sam. Hashem creates nothing with no reason. The reason that thing exists, that thing being an object and that thing being an occurrence, right? That you missed the bus, that you fell asleep in the lesson, that your wife shouted at you. The reason Hashem created that is because there's wisdom in that thing. Hashem created wisdom in that very thing. Otherwise it would have no life. It wouldn't exist. The existence of the thing is the wisdom that Hashem put into it in order that gave it life. So we learn from that everything has within it godly wisdom. Otherwise it wouldn't exist. It wouldn't be here. It wouldn't occur. So you should know that it is what to look for. Kamosha Ketuv, like it says, the pasuk Chokhmah Techiyeh, that the wisdom gives life, says the Qohelet. Ba'asechel hu or gadol, the light, the wisdom is a great light. U'me'ir la'adam b'chol derachav kamo shemesh, and it lights the way for a person like the sun. Right? When I'm in darkness and I don't know what's happening, why is this happening to me? I don't know where to go. I don't know how to move forward. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing right now. That's darkness. I'm lost. Which way? Where do you want me to do what? So what do I need? I need a light. I need a light to show me the way. That way. That light is the wisdom within the thing. That is the shemesh, the sun that shines, that light of that object. My wife is telling me that I never buy her anything. She's upset. You never buy me anything. You never take me out. You never do anything. Right. I'm sitting there puzzling. What is she talking about? Bought you that dress. Bought you that coat. Bought you that car. Bought you that whatever. Bought you that new set of francs. I never buy you anything. What do you want from me? What are you talking about? I have no clue. I'm in darkness. I have no clue what you're trying to say here. Right? But there's godly wisdom in that. The only reason my wife is now telling me that is because there's wisdom in that thing that she's saying. I need to find out what that wisdom is. When I connect that back to Hashem, Hashem illuminates my mind and the sun comes on, the light comes on, and I see the path. So for example, my wife says, you don't buy me anything. Right? And I'm sitting there thinking, I understand what she's talking about. I do buy you stuff. and I have no clue. I'm in darkness. I don't know what to do with that. And I don't know what to... So I connect it back to Hashem. So Hashem... Thank you. Thank you. This is from you. It's my good. You're trying to tell me something. You're trying to teach me something. I'm going to accept it. I have no clue what it means. But I'm accepting it 100%. You're right. I obviously don't buy my wife anything. How does it mean I don't buy my wife anything? If I accept that as truth, you know what? It's true 100%. I don't buy my wife anything. And I accept that as truth. Then Hashem can now switch on the light for me what exactly that means. You know what? You're right, Hashem. I don't buy my wife anything. I've never bought my wife anything. Why not? I've always bought it for myself. Never bought it for her. It's not really for you. I'm buying you off and giving you to keep you quiet and giving you so that you keep on making me dinner. Never actually bought anything for you. There is wisdom in, there is godly wisdom in that exact thing that's happening. And when I see that, the light comes on. Now I've got a path. Now I can, oh! No darkness anymore. Bright light. Probably too bright. I've never bought my wife anything in my life. Oh, it could be too bright. Mamash. I don't want to deal with that. Let's cover that up. You're right, Paul. Anyway, that's, or I can now, right? I can now go to the field, pray. I can now cry. I can now do whatever I need to do to rectify that. I've got a path. I've got a way forward. I've now got light. Right? The light and darkness, for example, in the Shemesh, is that's what it is. We're either walking in darkness or walking in light. How? If I'm in darkness, I need to get the light back. The light is Hashem. It's His light. What He's trying to teach me, what He's trying to show me by everything. What's going on here? Why don't I understand? Because I'm not accepting it. Back to what Rav Arush said, I'm not accepting it. I don't accept it. She says I never buy her anything. I'm not accepting that. It's nonsense. Yofi. So now I'm stuck. So I'm not accepting it. I'm refusing to accept it. And the only way I can get over that is to remove my ga'ava, to trust in my rabbis, to trust in Hashem and say they're right. I have no clue what I'm talking about. To me, it looks like I'm completely right and she's completely wrong. But I have to get over that and say, you know what? I'm going to drop what I think I know. And I'm going to throw away my sechel, in the words of Natan. The Kutemaran person said, throw away his sechel. Throw away what I think. You're right, intellectually, she's completely wrong. I buy her stuff all the time. I just throw that sechel away. Because that sechel is not going to take me anywhere. A sechel is going to leave me still in darkness. I need to connect to the truth, throw that sechel away, and then I can open up to what, if I've still got that in my mind, in my brain, nothing else is going to go, I'm right, she's wrong, I'm right, she's wrong. Nothing can penetrate, brick wall. But when I'm prepared to say, I'm wrong, you're right, and to accept 100%, which Rabbi Arish says you need to thank, because until you thank, you're not really accepting it. Thank you very much. Yeah. Right? It's not really thanking. Thanking means, my master, this is a present. Right? I don't know what to do with it. Right? If your auntie gives you a gift when you were probably doing it now, but when you were four, she gives you, I don't know what. Like, okay, I have no clue what it is or what you want to do with it. Thank you very much. Right? It's a similar thing. I have no idea what this is. But I know it's from you, it's a gift, and it's for my good. I don't know what to do with it. It looks dangerous to me. And I know I don't want it. Thank you. I'd like to know why it's good for me. If I genuinely want to know, Hashem's going to illuminate me. Hashem's not hiding anything from any of us. Everything we want, we get. But we have to want it. I really want to know what it is that you're trying to teach me here. But I have to really want to know. Because usually it's something that's it's midot that I need to work on. You're trying to show me, Hashem, that actually I'm angry, that I'm scared, that I'm jealous, that I'm stingy with money. Right? None of these things I wanna hear that. I don't wanna accept it. Quite like the picture of myself as a good guy, put together well, everything's working pretty well. I'm a nice guy, I'm not stingy, psh, I'm not jealous. I don't get angry. And all of them are not true. Hashem wants me to see that all of those things are true. And only when I accept that they're true, I can change them. So I'm walking around not accepting that those things are true. I'm one step away from tzaddikness. And I'm just waiting to cross that bridge. I come to shul enough times. I come to, right, I daven enough times. I read the parasha enough times. I'll make the step from where I am now to being a tzaddik. That's it. It's close. I'm pretty much fixed. It's not how we make it, how we achieve. We only achieve that by literally breaking ourselves down, being crushed. A person has to accept that he's never bought his wife a gift in his life. He hasn't. I'd be surprised if any of us in this room has ever bought his wife a gift from a true perspective. Ever. I need to accept that if I'm ever going to change it. And I must need to accept it. And not pretend to myself that, yeah, he's not talking about me. Yeah, this is him, probably him and him, but me, I'm actually sorted. I'm not sorted at all. I'm actually not sorted. And Hashem is telling me all the time, if I'm prepared to listen. He's showing me exactly for me what I need to work on. If I'm prepared to listen. There's wisdom in everything. And that's the darkness, and that's the sun, the light that he's going to give us. Afilu kishebadam lefamim lemakom shehu afal v'choshech chas v'shalom afal pichen shelachel istakel al sechel achiyot sheyichol devar azay me'ilo asef mekarev otol la'ashem baruch sheze bechinat mashe tov. So even in the darkest places, a person can still find the light of Hashem. There's no place that Hashem's light is not there. Every occurrence, every event, everything that we find ourselves in, placed by the same rules. That this thing is created by Hashem for a reason. And there's a wisdom in this reason, and I just need to find the wisdom, which means I need to accept it. I need to be in a position to accept it. Sometimes it means I have to go to the field. I have to pray in it for 6 hours, for an hour, 10 minutes, whatever. What is going on here, Hashem? Please enlighten me. I really want to know. No, I really will. Okay, you're right. I really don't want to know. Oh, right? I need to have that fight with myself. I actually don't want to know. I'm quite happy with being the way I am, and I'm stuck. Hashem, you need to help me. I don't want to change. I like being the way I am. It's where most of us are. Yosef He says over here that this is how Yosef HaTzadik was able to go through everything he went through. Right? Yosef HaTzadik went through all the darkness. We don't have bigger darknesses than Yosef HaTzadik, right? That his brothers tried to kill him. He was put in the pit. No thought he was ever going to get out. Didn't know that he was going to get out, become in charge of Egypt and see his brothers again, right? Just what, and what he done? Nothing. Why do I deserve this, Hashem? What have I done? Trying to do my best, and suddenly my brother's trying to kill me, and I'm in a pit for doing something the boss's wife tries to chase me, and now I'm blamed and I'm in the pit. But he saw the godly wisdom in everything. He looked for and saw that Hashem was speaking to him, and there was godly wisdom, and he was happy. Because I see that Hashem is speaking to me. Right? And right? My wife is shouting at me, and normally I'd be sad and depressed and sulking for the next fill in the blank. Right? And instead of sulking and being moody and passive aggressive, right, and all the other stuff that triggers off, right? Baruch Hashem, thank you for showing me that. Now I can now move forward in my life. I'm very happy, singing and dancing, if I accept it correctly. But a person can't achieve that light, can't receive that light, can't merit that Hashem illuminates me without Malchut. Right? This Malchut comes back, it's all tied in. This Malchut comes back to the case of humility. have to humble myself. The true case of Jewish malchut is to be humble, more humble than anyone. David HaMelech, right? The dogma of what it means to be a Jewish king. He's the most humble individual. And even in all his troubles, he connects everything to Hashem. Right? Which he does through Tehillim. Everything, he sees Hashem in everything. Thank you, Hashem, for making sure that it was only my son that rebelled against me, it wasn't someone else. Malchut. Dahainu shikabel alav malchut shamayim be'emet be'emunah. That he accepts upon himself the sovereignty of shamayim. Malchut means I accept that Hashem's in charge. Hashem, you're in charge. You're right, I have no idea what's going on, but I know you're in charge, and this is from you. I'm not in charge here. You're in charge. I accept malchut shamayim. Be'emet u'be'emunah shleima. In truth and with true emunah. V'tzamem da'ato, and I constrict my own opinion. V'yisalek ech kol chokmato, and I throw away my sechel, my wisdom, sorry. Legamre, completely. Kilu ein lo shum sechel atzmo, as if I've got no wisdom myself. I have no clue. I'm not even going to try and analyze this. I'm not going to try and work it out for myself. I'm waiting for you to show me. And he despises all foreign wisdoms. I'm not going to look for any external reason why this is happening to me. I'm going to turn to Hashem. And I'm going to desire and long only to receive the light, the true light that is within this thing. Which is the upper holy light, which is this light that gives life to the thing itself, like we mentioned above. Right? The true reason why this thing is happening to me, that's what I want. I don't want the false reason. My wife says to me, let's stick with that example, that I don't buy her anything. Chochma, chitzoni, external wisdom, go buy her some flowers. You're right, I don't buy you stuff. You're right, 100% my wife. You know what? Let's go shopping. That is an external wisdom to fix the problem. It's not a godly light. It's not a godly wisdom. The godly wisdom is to say, I'm throwing away my sechel. I'm not relying on those that stuff. I want you to show me what's going on here. Why is this happening? Why is my wife really upset? You're right, I can fix that. I can make the problem go away. Same with my kids, same with my boss. I can make problems go away very easily. Medicine, very easy to make pills to make problems go away. You can do that. That's an option. Hashem gives us the option. I put before you the good and the bad. You can choose. If there was only one route and it was only Hashem or nothing, so fine, we'd all go down that route. But Hashem gives us two options. There's always an alternative. And we don't have to go down the God route. We can go down the alternative route. But I have to want to go down the God route. Hashem's going to lead me the way I want. You want a way out, you can find a way out. Usually. Sometimes. Most of the time. Depends. If you want the truth, you can handle the truth. Right? Then Hashem's going to give that, but I have to want it. I have to really want it. That Hashem will stop there. So, just to summarize, what have we said? We said the reason why our prayers are not accepted is because we don't have chayin. We don't have enough chayin if they're not being accepted. Chayin comes through Torah study, through proper Torah study. Through proper Torah study, we connect to Hashem. Not only through our Torah study, but through everything. To connect to Hashem. To see the godly wisdom in everything. The godly wisdom in that thing is going to give us a light, give us direction in our life. It's going to fix us. Take us to be tzaddikim. If we want it. Hashem only gives us what we want. We don't want it, we don't have to. We can carry on our lives and we look around us and you can see. You can choose not to see Hashem. That's an option. That's an option that's available to everyone, not to choose Hashem. If we want to choose Hashem, we really have to want to choose Hashem. And Hashem is going to reveal to us that light. And he's going to take us on the path that we want to go. So that's Hashem. We should merit in this coming year to see Hashem and the wisdom of Hashem in everything. And through it to connect to Hashem always. Amen.
Amen.